I'm Pete Sweeney with BJ Kissel, and this is your Arid Update. BJ, it's a different feel this week.
I'm not going to lie. It feels pretty good coming in Monday morning after a victory. It was much needed. It had been a little while. It's great to come to the office today.
Biggest takeaways from Andy Reid's presser?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is he talked about the offensive line. He had a chance to go back and study the tape. It's really hard, obviously, for him during the game to try to analyze and see how individual guys played. But he said he liked what he saw from that group. Liked what Jeff Allen brought to the table for Jeff's first start in a long time after sitting out last year with that injury. So it was good to see Jeff, and it was good to see Coach talk about how Jeff played. Brought some nastiness to that offensive line. We saw the group play pretty well. Obviously, Sharkhandrick West got in there, did some good things at 22 carries, 110 yards. You can't have that kind of production if the guys aren't up front, aren't doing their jobs.
Speaking of the offensive line and Sharkhandrick West, there was a moment in the game with Eric Fisher. Can you just explain that a little bit?
Yeah, Coach Reid addressed the taunting penalty that Eric Fisher got in the second half of that game. And what ended up happening, Sharkhandrick's laying on the ground. One of the Steelers' defenders is kind of twisting his leg a little bit. Coach Reid said it happened right in front of the ref, and the ref wasn't doing anything. Well, Eric Fisher ran over and kind of stuck up for his player. And that's, Coach Reid said, you don't want the penalty there, but he was proud of the way that Eric Fisher ran over there and stuck up for his teammate. It's exactly what you want to do. If you're on a team, you want a teammate like Eric Fisher to run over and do that for you. Now, Coach Reed's not going to condone the penalty, but he said that he was proud of Eric for going over there and sticking up for his guy the way he did.
I think the biggest thing you hear from this team all the time is that they're a family, and now you know it really isn't lip service. I mean, if your brother was out there, you would feel the same way. You'd want to go out and defend him, and it's nice to hear that Andy Reid liked that in Eric Fisher.
Absolutely, and the other thing that we always hear besides family is the next man up, and we saw it again this week as Jeremy Maclin was out. So who's going to have to step up? Is Albert Wilson and Chris Conley and Jamal Charles being out. Sharkhandrick West had to step up. We've seen it time and time again from different guys, and that's what good teams do. It's taking a little bit of time. We see a lot of young guys getting some reps in the game. It's good to see these guys getting out there performing well. And two guys, Sharkhandrick and Conley, both had their first touchdowns of their career on Sunday. Hopefully it leads to good things.
And Jeremy Maclin and Mike DeVito were held out of the game due to their concussions, and Ramique Wilson was also held out. We'll find out more updates on them as the week goes on. But now the Chiefs get that win. Head into London. What are you looking forward to?
It's not the plane trip, Pete. I'm not looking forward to 9 hours on a plane. But I've never been over there, so that's looking forward to that. But what I'm really looking forward to is getting a second win in a row and then going into the bye week with feeling pretty good. And then we know that next week coming up is at Denver, and that's going to be the game that that really kind of sets the tone for where the team wants to go if they can go and take care of business this week, because Denver undefeated right now, top of the chain. You want to make sure you go in, play well against Detroit. A lot of distraction. Coach Reid, there's a lot about what he talked about in his presser today. It was about all the outside distractions and the touristy type things going on over in London, and he's all business. It's all about football. His team is all about football because they know that they kind of dug themselves a little bit of a hole. A lot of the players talked about that yesterday, and to get out of it each and every week, they've got to put forth their best effort, and it's gonna be a challenge this week with all the different outside things going on.
So the Chiefs will be practicing this week. They'll leave for London on Thursday, and they'll play the Detroit Lions on Sunday. If you can watch it from Kansas City, you'll be waking up early. It's at 8:30 a.m. Arrowhead time. I'll be getting up early with you guys. All right, BJ, it's been your Arrowhead update for October 26th.